Hey, welcome in. I'm Mia.
And I'm Leo.
This is Afterward Tea Talk, a tiny English listening podcast for people who have a job, a life, and absolutely no energy left for flashcards.
It's Friday, Vocab Review Day. This week we talked about a 48 yuan drink and a dinner that looked terrible but felt great. Let's take a casual look back.
So, Leo, it's Friday. Before we wrap up the week, I have to ask, did you ever get over the bubble tea thing?
The 48 yuan one? No, I still think that's a waste. You could buy a whole book for that.
And I still think it was worth it. Every single yuan. That's the funny thing about us. We looked at the exact same drink and saw completely different value.
True. For you, it was a treat. For me, it was a mistake. I kept thinking about it all week. I even felt a little guilty about how much I judged you for it.
Guilty? You felt guilty about judging me?
A little. Because here's the thing. I spent the whole week telling myself that drink was a waste. But then I realized I waste money all the time. I bought a coffee machine last month that I've used twice. That's a real waste. Your drink gave you 10 minutes of joy. My machine just sits there.
So you're saying I deserved that drink more than you deserved the machine?
Honestly, yes. You worked a long day, you wanted one small thing, and you took it. That's not an excuse, that's just treating yourself. And you don't need a reason for that. Sometimes Tuesday is reason enough.
I love that. And you know what the best part was? It didn't last. The drink was gone in 10 minutes. But that moment, sitting by the window, not thinking about work, that moment stayed with me all week.
So the drink didn't last, but the memory did.
Exactly. And that's why I don't regret it. Not one yuan. Because it wasn't really about the drink. It was an experience. A small, sweet, expensive experience. And I'd do it again.
Okay. Okay. You win. Maybe I was wrong about the drink, but I'm still not paying 48 yuan for sugar water.
That's fine. You don't have to. That's the whole point. We don't all have to value the same things.
Fair. So what else did we talk about this week? I feel like there was something about food.
Oh, you mean my dinners? The ones that looked terrible?
Yes. The ones you were so proud of.
Proud is the right word. I made 7 dinners this week, and 3 of them were disasters. I burned the rice on Tuesday. I overcooked the chicken on Thursday. And my soup? Don't even ask about the soup.
I remember the soup. The science experiment. You served it with so much confidence.
I did. And that's the thing I want to keep. Because for years, I judged every meal I made. If it wasn't perfect, I felt like I'd failed. I'd look at a recipe, miss one ingredient, and decide the whole thing was ruined.
I do that too. I found a recipe for tomato soup online, and mine didn't look anything like the picture. So I told myself I was bad at cooking. I didn't cook again for a year.
That's exactly the trap. We judge ourselves so hard. But here's what I learned this week. My dinner doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to fill me up. 2 bowls of rice, a little hope, and I'm happy.
Hope as an ingredient. I like that.
And the more I cook, the better I get. I'm not saying I'm a chef now, but I improve a little every week. Last week, I burned everything. This week, I only burned the rice. That's progress.
That's a lot of progress. And honestly, I think that's the real lesson. Not that you made a perfect dinner, but that you were proud of an imperfect one.
Exactly. Because perfect is a trap. It makes you stop trying. But proud lets you keep going. You made something, it was yours, and that's enough.
So this week we learned 2 things. 1, a drink can be worth it, even if it doesn't last. 2, a dinner can be ugly and still be a win.
And both of them come down to the same thing. Stop judging yourself so much. Let yourself enjoy the small stuff. You don't have to be perfect to deserve a good moment.
See, now you're using all the words at once. Worth, waste, value, proud, perfect, improve.
I know. They're everywhere once you start looking. And that's the fun part. They're not just words. They're how we actually talk about our days.
Then I guess this week was a good week. A drink, a dinner, and 20 words to describe them.
And that's worth remembering. All right, that's our show for today.
If you laughed, we did our job. If you felt seen, even better.
Thanks for making us part of your day. See you after work.